my return to Britain, I met Jim Mollison. Jim, who came from Scotland, was also a record-breaking aviator. A few hours after our first meeting, he asked me to marry him. We were flying together at the time. The British newspapers called us the Flying Sweethearts. And on the 29th of July, 1932, we were married. Soon afterwards, I flew solo to Cape Town in South Africa. In the Pusmoth, the journey took 4 days and 7 hours, a new record. This time, the record which I broke had been established by my own husband. In February 1933, I was happy to receive an honour. I was given the Seagrave Trophy for Aviation. And soon after that, Jim and I flew together again. We made a non-stop flight from Wales, in the west of Britain, to the USA. The aeroplane this time was a de Havilland Dragon Rapide. We reached the USA, but we ran out of fuel before we could land at an airfield. We crashed into the ground at Bridgeport, Connecticut,